A South Korean man, allegedly kidnapped by North Korea decades ago, claimed June 29th that his former wife, Japanese abductee Megumi Yokota, had died as the North Korean government said. Kim Young-nam also denied he was abducted by the North, instead claiming he was rescued by a North Korean boat while drifting out to sea on a small boat off a South Korean beach. The comments were made during a news conference by Kim. The North allowed him to meet with his long-lost South Korean relatives at a resort in North Korea, amid other reunions of other families divided between the Koreas. The remarks were predictable, as Kim hadn't been expected to say anything different from what the North Korean government has claimed. Yokota killed herself in a hospital on April 13, 1994, Kim said, adding that his former Japanese wife had attempted many suicides and that she had suffered from schizophrenia due to brain damage in her childhood. Remains purporting to be those of Yokota were handed over to Japan in 2004, but Tokyo has said that DNA of other people were found among them. Kim criticized Tokyo for making the claim, calling it an insult to me and Megumi and intolerable human rights abuse.